Practice Test 3, page 106, section 1. Summarize spoken text. You will hear a short lecture. Write a summary for a fellow student who was not present at the lecture. You should write 50 to 70 words. You will have 10 minutes to finish this task. Your response will be judged on the quality of your writing and on how well your response presents the key points presented in the lecture. Lecture A.
Professor, could you say a bit more about this psychogeography you mentioned earlier?
Well, I could give you a short history of the subject, though it's not a subject in the academic sense, as far as I'm aware, or at least not at the college where I teach.
But what is it exactly? It sounds rather complicated. A mixture of what? Psychology and geography?
No, not at all. Well, the first theorist of it was a Frenchman, Guy Debord. And basically, in his words, it's the study of the effects of the geographical environment on the emotions and behaviour of people. Put like that, of course, it doesn't sound like anything new. People have always been aware at some level of the effect of their surroundings on their emotions and way of life. And this includes not just buildings, but the landscape as a whole, the climate and so on. But it is mainly an urban thing. And these days, people who call themselves psychogeographers tend to be harsh critics of the way modern city planners develop urban space. Really, I suppose, it asks people to pay more attention to their environment, be critical of it, and to note not just the aspects we've already mentioned, but the atmosphere created by them as well. I could go on and tell you how to go about it, but all you have to do is go online and you'll find a site for almost any city you care to name. It's worth looking into.